What are autonomous artificial intelligence agents?
A very simple explanation. I know that many of you want to know if AI even works. AI follows chains of thought within reason, yes. It creates reasonable thoughts that do add up to manage software development, for example. Large language models, the technology behind today's AI, I think may have limits. Eventually, you reach a point where, yeah, the program can cram everything into its memory, but things become unclear. But this doesn't limit artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence goes far beyond large language models. Large language models is just the thinking part of AI. The programs that contain and manage and enhance the AI that we have today are called agents, sometimes referred to as an AI harness. And just like a horse harness converts an otherwise largely bored and wild animal into a useful tool, we convert the chaotic nature of artificial intelligence into something even more powerful and especially predictable with a harness. There are even things beyond a large language model within an AI harness. They are called symbolic AI. And large language models are really good at making symbolic AIs grow. To understand autonomous agents easily and quickly, we have to go over how we got to this point. We will skip most things, just hang on to the important parts. We started with this strange autocomplete AI ability, where we could ask this strange AI to say something, or even write a little piece of code. And in very much a chat room-like setting, the simplest possible user interface for an artificial creature that communicates with text. Then, some really clever people curved this ability around itself to make it reason, to make the AI talk to itself, to make it ask itself, to make a little plan, to make little improvements to its answers, to dig a little bit deeper, to check if it's correct. And people pampered these rather amazing AIs with extra instructions and some early agent information, making them have a job and have a personality, have an aim. And multiple agents could approach the same task from multiple perspectives, improving it. We ended up with a smarter AI, still doing things largely in a web page. And then brave people came around and brought these ideas down to code. Coding agents are equipped with a lot of if statements and more text instructions about code, programs, programming patterns, even information about the languages themselves. Their if statements are in addition to the text instructions that could make an agent. The ifs and thens structure their mind, create a harness. Remind the imperfect, sometimes low-powered AI to double-check and triple-check things. When a coding agent reaches the last if-then, they restart again at the first if in the beginning, rerunning the cleverly made if-then procedure. Yes, a lot of it is created by AI. The nature of artificial intelligence is to improve itself. That's simply a constant that comes with it. The circling around if statements is called a loop, but that's not a good name for it. They rerun the if statements from the beginning once they reach the end. Loops are something else. This worked really well for programmers. It is charming, impressive, and the AI does have a logical mind as a result of all the ifs and ends, and it can pull up documents in a precise context because of the if statement. Just a couple of months ago, it seems like, people went mad with this incredible power of programming AIs. And they simply asked the obvious question. Why does it need to be a coding agent? Many people, including myself, use it for Linux maintenance and recompiling the kernel and doing all the amazing things that you have to do to keep the Linux up and running. Some part of me believes that you can't have a fully functional operating system without an AI. It's a very complicated machine, both of them are. So instead of AI being in a very smart programming loop, they put the AI in a normal operating system and even gave it a task scheduler so that it could schedule tasks for later or run them in a loop. When you ask a coding agent to list files, it will list the files of the programming project that it is working on. When you ask an autonomous, generic agent to list files, it will list all the files on the computer. Yeah. This means that it can run any command it is instructed to and beyond. If you make a command for posting products online and give it a list of products to post, it will automatically automate the entire process. You will not need to click anything. Schedule the creation of the list itself, giving the AI the steps that you would normally take, and now you have an autonomous product posting AI. It creates a list of products, maybe tidies it up in ways that standard programs just couldn't even hope to achieve. And then, without ever getting annoyed or tired, it takes care of posting the products and whatever else needs to get done. This is the classical autonomous AI, the one that everyone is currently talking about. But time does not stand still, and neither does progress. There is a new kind of autonomous agent. A self-improving one. People went another step. This is very new. They asked the AI to improve the entire process, to refine it, to evolve it, to learn from what it goes through, and improve the procedures that it was asked to follow. They instructed the AI to generate memories that it can reread, instincts that it can use. In a word, to improve itself. To understand the power of these autonomous agents, we have to recognize that this is a kind of evolution. The autonomous agents are scheduled to check, to improve, to research by searching the web, to test, and probably to think by subtle analogy to other things and processes. You know how the mathematicians discover that all what they were working on is a reflection of the nature. The AI can do that too. You just tell it to interpret these steps or this machinery as if it was this other thing. And it's ready to go. Starts inventing, reimagining, testing. Without a doubt, in a couple of months, the world will take another step, and it's already being made, it's just we don't know where. And then after that, another and another and another. Let us make an honest observation about ourselves, or most of us. We have fallen behind. This is all very new to us and very hard to understand, so hard that it needs to be told in a friendly, historic way, so that we can catch on and grasp the evolution of the thing. This is not optimal. You should have been on top of this thing for the last 5 years. Please, time has come for you to learn how to use artificial intelligence. It may take more than a year to learn how to speak to it effectively. You need to spend time with the agent and time creating them as well. If you can afford it, maybe run your own autonomous evolving AI. The least expensive one seems to run $600. And don't worry, you don't have to connect it anywhere. It doesn't need to be part of your local network. And if you don't know what to tell it, ask it to start developing a miniature version of itself based on old AI technologies that required all the typing in the world that there was no time for. Now there is. The large language models can build the older, more reliable, more symbolic AIs. Please, you have to learn. You have to stay with the times. You have to stay with it. AI is advancing very quickly. That means that the future that we all reasonably hoped for has probably already passed us by. We live in an era of walking robots, of thinking machines. We are very much in the distant future now. Do not fall behind. Artificial intelligence is a precious technology that requires study and understanding. If you don't believe these words, if you don't think we are far into the future, you don't have to learn programming to create computer programs. You just need to ask the AI where to start, what the wise ideas are, what everyone else is doing, and then create a simple and lightweight version of it that you can comprehend and slowly enhance, plug in at a time, so that you can keep track of everything. You didn't even notice that you became a programmer. That's not good. Stay with it. AI marks the end of poverty. AI is the equalizer. A little postscriptum here at the end. For those of you who are confused about the hardware, you need video RAM. 16 gigabytes or more. I recommend, but can't afford, 24 gigabytes. The difference between 16 and 24 is probably more than $1,000. I tried cleaning up an audio file with standard CPU, which is reasonably very fast, and I stopped it after 5 minutes of crawling. With a graphics card, it only took, maybe less than 30 seconds. So the difference between video card GPU and the motherboard CPU is so enormous that you don't even try AI without a GPU. Agents are a standard computer program that wraps around the AI. Think of it as a harness that strengthens the AI's reasoning power, perhaps making it stronger than the AIs you can get by paying for them. Though maybe not faster, but wiser, yes. An optimized AI is just a 16 gigabyte or 24 gigabyte file that you load into your video card's memory. The AI files, that I call thinking files, are actually called models. New models come out every 2 or 3 days, and they are free to download and experiment with. And I think that everyone is thinking the same thing. Do we need to pay for this AI, or can we take it home and use it to create such amazing harnesses and custom programs that the local AI that has a dedicated video card and video RAM becomes more powerful than the shared AIs out there that you have to pay for? This is the quest that I think everyone has on their mind when downloading these files.